So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught, if a person finds an animal that produces at least as much or more than it consumes, he holds on to the animal and feeds it from its production until the owner claims it, because the owner will not suffer any loss. However, if the animal consumes more than it produces, the finder sells the animal immediately and holds on to the money, because the pasuk states, the finder must see to it that the owner receives his item, and as Rashi explained, but not that the owner shall be left with very little value after he pays the finder for his expenses of feeding and maintaining his animal. The Mishnah continues, what is to be done with the proceeds of the sold animal? Reb Tarfon says the finder may use the money for his personal use. Therefore, he is responsible for the money, and if the money was lost, the finder must reimburse the owner. Reb Akiva says the finder may not use the money. Therefore, he is not responsible for the money, and if the money was lost, the finder does not reimburse the owner. The Gemara proceeds to explain the Mishnah based on a well-known machlokes regarding Shemra Aveda, someone who found a lost item. What is his status while guarding it until he returns it? Rabbi says, Kesher Mechinim, he's merely an unpaid guardian who is not liable for Geneva Aveda if the item was lost or stolen, because Mahanoka Matile, he does not benefit from guarding the Aveda. Rav Yisus says, Kesher Mesachar, he's considered a paid guardian who is liable for Geneva Aveda, because as the Gemara in Mesachta Baba Kama explains, Bahi Hanodele Baye Lemesvele, Rifta Laanya, Abba Kesher Mesachar. He does benefit from guarding the Aveda, because while guarding the item, he's occupied with the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, and based on the Isib mitzvah Potem and mitzvah, he would be exempt from giving a poor man tzedakah. And this prut that he saves is considered a significant gain to render him a Shemer Sachar. Now, according to Rabbah, all agree that generally Shemer Aveda Kesher Mechinim Dami, and therefore of the Potter. And the Machlekes is only regarding our Mishnah's case where he sold the Aveda. Tarfon holds Shari Le Rabban L'Shtamusha B'Gavayu B'Havale Shemer Sachar. The finder becomes a Shemer Sachar because he benefits from using the money, and therefore him of the Chay Bachar Yusun. If the money was lost and it was not ba'inus, he's liable. While Rabbi Kiva holds lo yishari le'rabban l'shtamusha b'gavayu, v'lo yhava l'sham b'sachar, the finder remains a shem echinam because he does not benefit from using the money, and therefore im avdu ein chayiv b'achar yusun. If the money was lost, even if it was not ba'inus, he's not liable. However, Rabbi Tarfon agrees that im avdu ba'inus pater, if the money was lost through circumstances beyond his control, the finder is not liable because lo yhava shayil alayu. He does not become a shayl through the benefit of using the money. While according to Rav Yosef, all agree that generally Shemer Aveda Kesher Mesachar Dami, and therefore Avdu Chayiv. However, in our Mishnah's case, Rav Tarfon holds Shor L'Rabban L'Shtamusha B'Gevayiv Havalei Shayl. The finder becomes a shayl through the benefit of Shimush. Therefore, Avdu B'Einis Chayiv Bachar Yusin, even if the money was lost, B'Einis, the finder is liable. While Rav Kiva holds L'Shor L'Rabban L'Shtamusha B'Gevayiv Halkach L'Hava Shayl. The finder remains a Shemer Sachar because he does not benefit from Shemesh, therefore of the Be'einis Ein Chayim Bachar Yusin. If the money was lost Be'einis, the finder is not liable. And Rabbi Kiva agrees that im avdu Chayiv, if the money was lost or stolen and was not Be'einis, the finder is liable because he is considered a Shemer Sachar. Zakta Mishnah Matzah Svarim Kar Ben Echel L'Shleishim Yom. If a person finds a sefer written on a scroll of cloth parchment, he should read the sefer once in 30 days, because as Rashi explains, Misavshin kishashoy melafayschan, the sefer decays when it's not aired out. Vim eini yedei likras gadlan, and if he does not know how to read, he should turn the scroll from the beginning to the end to air it out. However, avalei lamed behen bitchila, he should not learn from it for the first time, because tzarach lashahisa lefanav, he will leave the sefer open for a longer time, and v'le yikra achar imay, he should not read from the sefer together with a partner, because shezem moishich v'zem moishich etzle v'nikra, each one pulls the sefer toward himself, and it might tear. Think more questions from a contradicting braisa that rules, v'le yikaru bo shlisha b'ni ad mikrach echad, three people should not read together from one sefer, which implies, however, hoshnayim kairin, two people may read from one sefer. Abai explains, "Be'inyan echad shnayim ein kairin." If they were reading from the same page, even two people may not read, because there is concern for Shema Yikra. However, b'shnei inyanim, shneim karen. If they're reading from different pages, two people may read together because there is no concern for Shema Yikra. The Gemara begins with Amar Shmuel. Hamaitzi tefillin b'shuk, sham demein manichin la'altar. The person finds a pair of tefillin in the marketplace, and he needs tefillin for himself. He sets aside their value for the owner, and he may wear them immediately, because tefillin be'barchav u'mishkach shchichi, tefillin are abundant, and the owner can buy another pair. However, in the Mishnah's case, matzah svarim, karim ben echad l'shleshem yoyim, but some demein manichin loy, he may not set aside their value for the owner and use them, because svarim le'shchichi, svarim are scarce, and the owner cannot buy another one. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa. Hashel sefer ter mechaveira harezo le'shalenu la'achar. If a person borrowed a sefer ter from someone, he may not lend it out to someone else, because ein hashoyel reshoyel l'hashel. The owner objects to having his item lent out, even though the recipient would fulfill a mitzvah, because the concept of nicha le'inish le'savid mitzvah b'memayne does not apply here, because it might get damaged. The shayl may only review the text, but may not learn in it for the first time, and they may not review the text with the partner because shem yikra. The braisa continues. A person gave someone a sefer Torah for safekeeping. The shayl must open and roll it out once a year to air it out. Simcha says it depends. B'chadish shleshem yayim. A new sefer Torah needs to be rolled out once in 30 days. B'yashin shnei masu chedesh. An old sefer Torah only needs to be rolled out once a year because a new sefer decays quicker than an old sefer. Lez ben Yaakov says, echad zeh ve'echad zeh shleshem yayim, both new and old need to be rolled out once in 30 days. The Mishnah continues. Matzik sus, mena'aris echad zeh shleshem yayim. If a person finds a garment, he should shake it out once in 30 days. And he spreads out the garment only to air it out, but not to honor himself with its beauty. The Gemara asks a contradiction. Our Mishnah implies dinir malila. Shaking out a garment is beneficial. While Rabbi Yechanan says, Mishish the garde uman, betech beisai, yinar kesusa b'chal yim. Only a person who has an in-house tailor should shake out his garment every day, which implies nir koshila. Shaking out a garment is detrimental. The Gemara offers four explanations. Nair every day is detrimental, but nair once in 30 days is beneficial to the garment. Or, nair done by one person is beneficial, but nair done by two people together is detrimental because the garment might tear or stretch. Or, nair by hand is beneficial, but nair with a stick is detrimental. Or, nir is beneficial for a garment of cotton, but nir is detrimental for a garment of wool.